Trade Promotion Authority legislation was introduced in Congress last week as the measure would restore the president's authority to negotiate trade deals that Congress can pass or reject but can't amend. Without it, other countries are reluctant to finalize negotiations with the U.S. for fear any hard-won trade agreement could be undone with congressional amendments. The proposal is supported by many in agriculture, including the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Philip Tsang said the U.S. is currently engaged in the most critical free trade agreement negotiations in the nation's history, and the Trans-Pacific Partnership and the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership have untold potential for U.S. ag exports.
Without a trade title, it's almost impossible for us to have the negotiations we need to have when it comes to TPP and also the TTIP negotiations. Almost everything that we do as far as trade, it's critical at this point.
Tsang said our trading partners need to know that once these agreements are negotiated, they won't be changed during the approval process in Congress. National Pork Producers Council President Randy Spronk said getting the TPA introduced is an important step in the trade process, and while NPPC is supportive, its main focus will be making sure Japan eliminates farm tariffs, as was done by South Korea in its trade deal with the U.S. Previous TPA legislation expired in 2007 and has not been renewed, so the hearing to possibly move forward with this issue is scheduled for this Thursday. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.